Sometimes people call it yolk, sometimes yellow. And that's why I wanted to ask, your family called them yolk. And how about things made out of milk, that you, or cream that you remember? Did they make, well, they made butter, of course.
She used to give us oatmeal, and she would skim the cream off of those molds that I told you about, and have a pitcher of cream on the table to put in the coffee, and put all the strawberries, and put on the different fancy foods. Mm-hmm. But it was skim cream. It wasn't any milk in it.
I see.
That I used to steal a biscuit or something too, and get me a tablespoon and go in there and take cream off of the pans where she had it, or the jars, and eat it.
I see. Did you ever have any cottage cheese?
Yes, yes.
They made that?
Oh, yes, yes.
And curdled milk, did you use?
Well, that was more or less, I reckon you'd say it let it congeal and the water come out of it, and they, you can get cottage cheese now, you know.
I see.
You
yes.
can buy cottage cheese now.
But you made it.
Oh, right? Yes, I made it way I back on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If the butter was no good.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You used to make butter and pound, little pound things, and had a little bit of wooden containers to press it, and it was decorated on the top with some kind of thing. And I was in a fellow's curio shop at Inverness the other day, and to my surprise, I didn't know it, but those damn things are bringing from $15 to $50 a piece.
Is that right?
And he's got 35 or 40 of them, and still trying to get some more. Mm-hmm. He said that he found a nigger woman with one, had two, and he tried to buy it, and she so told him she would sell him the big one, but she didn't want to sell the little one, and he asked her why. Well, he says, it don't take as much butter to fill the little one up as it does the big one, and I can get the same price for it. That's the reason I'm going to keep the little one.
See,
he couldn't buy it.
Good business. What did you have for breakfast? Did you ever have any anything made out of wheat for breakfast, or buckwheat, or anything like that?
Not much. We didn't have buckwheat back in those days. We had scrambled eggs and ham and homely and coffee and grits.
I see.
And things of that kind. We didn't.
What did you call that when you would make? What would you call that if you'd make it out of flour or something like that, and put it in a skillet and flap it over?
Well, that would be a flour cake.
Flour cake.
They didn't make them much. Mm-hmm.
Flapjacks or fritters?
Well, a flapjack, I think that would apply to a meal or flour, either one.
And you call them flapjacks?
Yes.
Or fritters?
Well, it wasn't. That was just occasional. Somebody talk about a flapjack, but it was not. They were not called flapjacks all the time.
And what kind of what would you have for dessert? Did you have a?
Oh, you mean at 12 o'clock or when?
Well, any time. What would you?
Well, generally. They had some sort of jelly or preserves or peach pickle, watermelon rind pickle, and peach pickle, and apple jelly, and plum jelly, and different